Oasis Audio presents The Irish Healer by Nancy Herriman, read for you by Amanda McKnight. Chapter 1, at sea, 1832. My name is Rachel Dunn. I am not a murderer. Rachel tightened her grip on the ship's wooden rail, as if she might choke into silence the echo of her own voice. Better to focus on the receding sight of Ireland's blue-green hills, seek to memorise every bounding stream, every wisp of misty fog, every rubble-walled farmer's field, than to remember. For who knew how long, if ever, it would be before she saw her beloved homeland again. "Oh, mother," she murmured over the slap of the paddle wheels and the hiss of the steam, the scree of persistent seagulls skimming the boat's wake, "how did it come to this? This parting, this going, Diorlacht, this exile." Mother was not there to answer Rachel's question. They could only afford ship's passage for one, and Rachel was the one who had to leave. Mother and the rest had stayed behind in Carlow to mend the damage Rachel had never meant to cause, restore the honour of the Dunn name in a town already prone to dislike them for their English ways. Once Rachel had been a healer, but she could not heal the scar upon her family. No more than she'd been able to heal poor Mary Ferguson, who had died so quickly and so quietly, even Rachel had been at a loss to explain the how and the why. "I would never harm the ill. I am a Banaltroch, a healer." If the thought didn't hurt so much, Rachel might laugh. She had vowed never to let herself be a healer again. Against the cool spray of the sea, Rachel knotted her fringe shawl around her neck, the charcoal wool warming her skin while her thoughts chilled her soul.